This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, March 25th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Over the past year plus, many people have turned to Twitter, Facebook, and Google for information about the pandemic and the U.S. election and much, much more. Lawmakers have questions about how those companies have chosen to moderate content on their platforms, especially around these topics. And now they've called the company's CEOs to testify in what promises to be yet another blockbuster hearing on Capitol Hill today. Our tech policy reporter Ryan Tracy will join us with a look ahead after these headlines. Blockchain.com has raised $300 million in venture capital. It's the third largest fundraising event in cryptocurrency history, according to the research firm CB Insights. Blockchain.com is a London-based company that provides various cryptocurrency services to retail and institutional clients. The company's raised about $1.5 billion in debt and equity since it was founded in 2011. And its latest funding round is being seen as another sign that big investors are increasingly willing to jump into Bitcoin. As America's restaurant industry begins to reopen, some fast food companies are looking for ways to keep the customers they gained when sit-down restaurants were shut, including Yum Brands, the owner of KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. Yum said yesterday that it's acquired the Israeli tech startup TikTok Technologies, which helps customers order via text and through social media apps like Facebook Messenger. Here's our reporter Heather Haddon with more on why restaurants are so interested in online ordering.
It really helps with order size. So people tend to order bigger sizes of food for multiple parties when they order online. It's just easier to do that. They tend to order more frequently. So once you're in their system, in their orbit, it's just easier to keep going back because your information is all set there. And for the companies, it's much more efficient. So instead of someone at a counter having to take your order, you just punch it in yourself and then the food comes to you. You pick it up or have it delivered and that's it. It just eliminates some of that labor hours and they're all looking to save costs right now. So this is one way for them to do that.
And Facebook says it's taken down a network of accounts based in China that were being used to spread malware targeting the overseas Uyghur Muslim community. The Chinese government has targeted Uyghurs for mass detention, and some nations, including the U.S., have labeled the crackdown against them as genocide. Facebook did not attribute the cyber attack to the Chinese government, instead calling out a hacking network in the country and two Chinese companies. All right, coming up after the break, Facebook's CEO, as well as those of Twitter and Google, are set to appear before Congress today. We'll have more on what to expect next.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
The CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google are set to appear before the House Energy and Commerce Committee later today. Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai are expected to face tough questions about how they make decisions regarding content moderation. Here to tell us more about what we can expect is our tech policy reporter, Ryan Tracy. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming back on the show.
Good morning.
So before we get into this, we should note that the owner of The Wall Street Journal, News Corp, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Facebook. And our publisher, Dow Jones, has a commercial agreement with Twitter to supply video content. Okay, so Ryan, what spurred this hearing today and what are we expecting lawmakers to focus on?
Well, we know these CEOs have been up to Congress a few times in the last 9 months or so, including a couple times right around the November election. But this is the first hearing since the January 6th Capitol riot. And so we expect both Republicans and Democrats to have a lot of questions about what happened that day, the role of social media, and also the response of these companies, which included some actions against former President Trump. Certainly, we expect a lot of questions to be in that area. Another area we expect lawmakers to bring up is COVID. You know, there's a lot of misinformation, false information flying around online about vaccines and other topics. So we certainly expect that to be a big topic of discussion as well. And we also know that members of Congress are interested in potentially passing new laws related to internet regulation on Section 230 immunity, for example. And so we could see questions about, you know, potential legal changes here.
And, you know, you mentioned Section 230 there. That's actually been a really buzzy piece of all this. Can you refresh us on what Section 230 actually is and how it could come into play?
Sure. Section 230 is a law that spells out who is responsible for harmful content on the internet. And what it says basically is that social media platforms are not responsible for what someone else posts. So if there's a tweet that has defamatory content about someone, that person has to sue the person who tweeted it, not Twitter. This law also applies well beyond social media to all sorts of websites and all sorts of online services.
And Ryan, we've talked with you on the show about some of these issues before, you know, content moderation, Section 230. These are areas where Republicans and Democrats disagree. So where does each side fall on this issue? And how could that come out in the questioning today?
Well, they agree in a very broad sense. That is, they agree that these companies probably have too much power. There's uneasiness on both sides of the aisle about how much these three men get to decide what stays up and what doesn't on these huge social media platforms. But beyond that, there's a lot of disagreement. Republicans are really concerned that too much content is being taken down. In their view, they think these companies are biased against conservatives and conservative viewpoints. The companies really dispute that and say they don't act with political bias. And on the Democratic side, the concern is that too much content is staying up, that there's all kinds of harmful information spreading, whether it be fake news or hate speech or, you know, you name it, in terms of the type of post that any particular group might be concerned about. And so they're worried that these companies have kind of lost control of these platforms and that they need to regulate to deal with that.
Now, what about these big tech CEOs who'll be speaking today? What's their stance on all this? And what do we know about the points they're going to be making during the hearing?
Well, they have been testifying a lot lately, so we expect we'll repeat a lot of the things we've heard from them before about, you know, hey, they're being really proactive, that they are working hard to identify false information and other problematic content and to take it down. And also that, you know, they're willing to work with Congress if Congress wants to legislate in this area. We did get a little bit of news from Mark Zuckerberg's testimony. All of their testimony was released on Wednesday before this hearing. And Zuckerberg said that he would support specifically making Section 230 immunity something that companies have to earn. So if you want to have this protection from liability for all this user-generated content, you've got to be operating by certain standards in terms of moderating that content and making sure bad things aren't happening on your platform. So that was kind of new from him, and I'm sure we'll see some questions and debate about that. Twitter and Google, while they say they're open to talking about things like that, they haven't endorsed that idea and they haven't been as specific as Facebook has gotten on that.
Got it. So what policy changes, if any, could we see come out of this?
Well, you know, it's always worth repeating, Congress is generally more likely to not do something than do something unless there's a crisis. So we could see nothing come out of it. But there's absolutely some momentum for Congress to consider tech legislation this year. There already have been a number of proposals. What we could see coming out of a hearing like this is more focus, you know, that Democrats, for example, might get behind a single proposal to change Section 230 as opposed to the kind of myriad proposals that we've seen from them so far. And we'll have to see if the CEOs say or do anything to kind of increase momentum to regulate them. I once had someone who testified before Congress tell me that the best thing you can do in a situation like this is to not lose, right? You're not going to win. Just don't make the situation for yourself worse. And so that might be part of the advice that they're getting as they go into a hearing like this.
And how does one not lose?
Well, by not saying or doing anything that increases the discontent and anger that your company is already facing. If you're finished with the hearing and you're kind of in the same place as where you started, maybe that's not such a bad outcome for these gentlemen.
Fair enough. So before I let you go, what should listeners be paying attention to in these hearings today if they do tune in to watch?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Dorsey and Mr. Pichai say about the idea that Mr. Zuckerberg said he would be in favor of around Section 230 liability. It's also sometimes more interesting to listen to the questions than to the answers, because sometimes the answers can be kind of dry and practiced or repetitive to what these gentlemen have said before. But if you listen to the questions, you have an idea of where lawmakers might be going, and you can get a sense of where there might be consensus. So it'll be interesting to see whether there is any consensus or whether we're still in this period of kind of, you know, the parties being far apart as to what they want to get out of tech regulation.
All right. That's our tech policy reporter, Ryan Tracy. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.